I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A second school has collapsed in Haiti less than a week after the first deadly collapse in a suburb of Port-au-Prince. Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love says they've been a testimony to Christ by adhering strictly and cautiously to U.S. building codes for their own structures.
Everything that we do should be to the glory of God, and the only way you can do things to the glory of God is to follow all of the rules and do things in a very upright and durable manner to put forth the best presentation you can put forth.
Next, Cure International's Clubfoot program is not only eradicating the deformity in developing nations, it's also introducing non-believers to Christ. Program director Andy Mayo says the program is now in 10 countries and has treated more than 4,000 kids in just 2 years. Cure Clubfoot Worldwide restores dignity to the kids and their families and is bridging the gap to non-believers.
We look at this and say, we're not the church. We want to be doing things that support the local church, that give people the opportunity to build relationships with non-Christians, and from those relationships then invite them to church.
Cure hopes to treat 5,000 kids in the next year alone. Go to our website if you can help. And as Islam continues to spread in France, evangelical churches are attempting to catch up. According to the Southern Baptist International Mission Board, immigrant Muslim converts find acceptance in Islam. IMB workers say there's a need for more evangelicals who are willing to engage the French culture through intelligent conversation about religion and will take the time to understand Islam. Pray that more believers would answer God's call to serve in Europe. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.